Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to discuss finding the right work. You know, for so many years, I had no idea what I was supposed to do with my life. Yes, I went to college. I studied education with special needs and political and historical studies, mainly because I wanted to better understand our world. Didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me then. I think it makes less sense to me now. In any case, my largest problem in my life was trying to figure out what it was that I was meant to do here on planet Earth. Because honestly, after having a really lousy senior year practicum where I got deathly ill, and my practicum teacher was more concerned about her books than my health, when I had strep throat, really, it was not a good scene. I made a decision then and there that I didn't care about educating. Interestingly enough, my whole life has been about educating. Well, I should say my whole professional life since getting into hypnosis and NLP has been about educating my clients in terms of what it is that I do with them, how their mind works, specifically in changing the things that don't work into things that will work to help them reach their goals, as long as they're safe and appropriate for them, of course. For many, many years, though, I was at a total loss. And yes, I had a lot of challenges to overcome from the point when I was in college until after I had graduated, actually quite a few years after I graduated, until I found what it was that I needed to do. And for any of you who are out there who are feeling stuck in a job you don't enjoy doing, working with bosses whose values you don't share, having coworkers that make you kind of nuts, you know what I mean by that, if you're dealing with that situation. You wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, why am I getting out of this warm bed? Going outside, schlepping through the traffic to get to work, to a job I just could care less about. Or worse, a job that I really can't stand. Meaning that maybe you're depressed, frustrated, or worse, your body is giving you aches and pains, letting you know that you're in an unhealthy situation that needs to be changed. Let me give you some guidelines in terms of how I found my right work. And in my case, it took 23 years after graduating college to figure this all out. But it was well worth it because today, I spend my time doing all kinds of really cool things, hang out with really cool people, and basically, I own my own life because I work for me. So, these are some things that you can ask yourself to see what would be your right work. First and foremost, go back into the time when you were a child, 5, 6, 7 years old, somewhere in there. When you had dreams and aspirations to do some really cool, out-of-the-box kind of stuff. In my case, I really was thinking about the actors and actresses and nightclub acts and the people who are into astronomy and into sociology and anthropology who traveled the world and the photographers and the orchestra conductors and all the really cool things that they were doing with their lives outside of the 9-to-5. Drain on life. Because at least for me, 9-to-5 doesn't work so well. I'd rather work later hours, and I found this out when I was working in supported housing situations where I could choose different shifts to work. And I always chose the 3 to 11 shift. That way, during the day, I could be out getting my stuff done that I needed to get done, like seeing the doctor, or the car needed to be fixed, or going to the gym when there weren't that many people there. And then I could work during the time that most people are at home watching mindless TV, which I couldn't care less about. And by the time I got home, I could relax for a little while and then go to sleep and wake up when I wanted to and do the things that I needed to do during those hours that most people were working. For me, that worked out really well. For you, it may be different. Then the next thing that I had to realize was, really, truly, what was I really good at? What did I enjoy doing? Not that I did these things perfectly by any stretch, but things that really, really intrigued me. And for me, it was always about psychology and understanding the psychodynamics of how people interacted with one another. You know, why was one person able to be empathetic and understanding and another person would be a crazy person when someone did the slightest thing that they felt was against them? What was going on there? These were always really great questions because, frankly, being raised in the household that I was raised in, there were a lot of psychodynamics that were really quite intriguing, and I would say upsetting at times, but even more than that, intriguing to really understand what was going on underneath it all. Something that I was attuned to from a very young age, 8 or 9 years old. And then I had to figure out, well, how did I want to do this work? Because you see, a lot of people are okay going to offices and being in cubicles and being told what to do, but man, I have a really big mouth. Anyone who knows me knows that I will just say what's on my mind and I don't hold back. And it doesn't mean I don't get upset sometimes. And I still say my truth. And a lot of corporate America, that's not okay. They want you to wear a mask. Like pretend like you're only a partial human being or something. That you have to fit into their role of whatever it is that they chose to be, well, whatever they want you to be. And this never worked well for me. So that definitely was not going to be the way that I was going to live my life. What I realized was that I liked being on my own. I worked in elder care for years, and I was out on the road. And I'd go between houses, and I'd have some free time then. And I'd be in their houses and homes and interacting with my clients, doing the stuff that needed to be done. And I didn't have bosses over my head all the time. I could just report back to them in terms of what was going on, or they'd call and find me. They knew where I was, and tell me what I needed to do next or whatever. But I found that the less I was in my boss's eyesight, the better things ran for me. Because I like to do things my way. My things get things done. And I really cared about my clients. I wanted what was best for them. It was never about doing less. It was always about doing maybe more than I was supposed to in some cases, breaking the rules, and getting my clients the care that they needed. So this became a tenet for me. I needed to be working in a situation where I was unhindered, where I could say my truth and really truly help my clients by being authentic, whole and complete with them. Sometimes in ways that didn't really go with the powers that be, even if their rules and regs were really stupid. Like in one situation, I was working with an elderly gentleman who was like 90-something years old and he was dropping his cigarette butts all the time onto his chair. And even with that happening, being a fire hazard in his building and refusing to get the cigarettes for him, which, by the way, my boss actually agreed with, the case manager there at the housing complex that he lived in got him his cigarettes. Thank God nothing ever happened to a person. But my question always was, why wasn't he forced to get into a situation where he would be safe and where the people around him would be safe? Those kinds of things. Or being able to show gratitude for the work I was doing. Sometimes my clients would want to do a little extra something for me, and I wasn't supposed to accept it. But in my world, if you deny them the ability to show their thanks and gratefulness for going above and beyond, what you're really doing is you're telling them that their gesture of good faith and gratitude is meaningless. And I was unwilling to hurt the feelings of my clients in this way. To me, that was idiotic. So I didn't do it. And sometimes this could cause some issues. I was more than willing to deal with those things. Not always fun, but I did. My main point here, though, is that being autonomous, being out on the road, being a road warrior, if you could understand it as such, that's where I needed to be. And then travel. I was always thinking about these wonderful places. Like, what would it be like to be on the other side of the globe? And like down under instead of up above. And you know what? When you go to these places, I've been there. Australia, New Zealand. And even in Nairobi, Africa, I was taken to where the equator was. And I could see the difference in how funnel of water would go one direction when you're above the equator, and the funnel of water would go in the other direction when you're on the other side, down below the equator. Fascinating. Anyway, it does feel really different. And I really wanted to be able to feel those things and to bring my work to these foreign places, especially to the third world, where their government didn't have the resources to help the people of their countries. And I've done that as well. So I wanted to think about, what are the things that are like really important to you? The things that really excite you? The things that you want to do in your life? And just make a list of those things. And then, taking those things, look at the kinds of positions that are out there. And then create something that works for you. Be bold and determined. Because truthfully, in this day and age, anyone who has a job doesn't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. I know this because my ex, who's been working the same job for over 19 years, a year or so ago, was fearful of losing his job. One of my sisters was telling me about some difficulties that her husband was going through. He ended up winning an award for his great service, but he was really worried because they moved the department much further away from where they were living. And it really hindered his feelings in a lot of ways. It was really emotionally trying. Because, you know, if you don't have a job, how do you pay your bills? It's very difficult. So I'm here to tell you that there is no one way of doing anything. I want you to reach deep inside yourself and figure out what really, really it is that you want out of your life. I want you to really think about what's meaningful to you. I want you to think about the kind of life that you want to live day to day. Because if you're not happy doing the work that you're doing, you're not in the right work. And you deserve to spend your time doing things that you enjoy doing that add value to the world. Because when you add value to the world, that's when you make money. And you know what? Even if it's a little difficult, it's definitely worth it to be able to enjoy what you're doing day in and day out. Because today, so many people are having such a hard time. Why not do the best you can to enjoy what you're doing despite all these outside areas of chaos that we're living inside because of the way the governments are working, the financial and economic realities that we're dealing with today? It's not an excuse to not look inside yourself. It is the reason to look inside yourself and do what works best for you. Aligning your goals and your values, your interests, and your education in a way so that you can be truly happy in doing what you want to do. And it may take a couple times around to really figure this out. I know that one of my, I'll call her an ex-client at this point, she was not happy in her job, so she found a lateral move. And although she had a much better boss, she found herself still working with people that she didn't like working with. They made it really hard for her to feel a part of their team, for whatever their reasons were. And she was able to find another lateral move in with a group that she really enjoys working with, in the same company. So there's all different ways that you can make this happen for yourself, and take the time to figure out the best way to do this for yourself. Because when you have the right work, doing the things you love to do, meaningful, fulfilling things, that is when life becomes so much more open to opportunities you never, ever could have ever imagined before. Being bold and taking the steps to do these things I'm telling you will be helpful to reach your ultimate goals of happiness and fulfillment. Working 8 to 16 hours a day, because trust me, these corporate people, my sister, one of them was telling me that although she was more than happy to work the 12-hour days she was being forced to work, or maybe it was more than that, I don't know. It was outrageously long hours anyway, in the training, getting used to the new job she had. This went on for months and months and months to the point where she didn't have a life outside. It was all about work and only about work. And here's a young woman, well, she's not that young. She's young at heart, but, you know, she's in her mid-40s, actually her late 40s now, who really enjoys working out regularly to keep her body, mind, and spirit doing what it needs to do. She's a person who likes going out with her friends or having them in. spending time with them. That really helps renew her. And spending quality time with her spouse, which is really great. They've been married for close to 20 years now, and they still love each other in the same way they always did, which is really beautiful. And yet if you're working all those hours, you get home, you're exhausted, there's nothing to give to anything else. And that's not a life. That's a dying. She was let go of that job, and now she has a different job. And it seems like this job is working out better. And yes, it was kind of tenuous there for a while as she was looking for a job. And it was necessary for her to move on anyway. Her bosses did her big, big, big favor having her leave to find something that's much more attuned with having a much fuller life. Because, you know, as you get older, you really do want to have more in your life than just working 50,000 hours a week. Because, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. There's always ways to have it go out of your pocket as quick, if not quicker, than it comes in. It's just the way it is. And knowing that, it's important to have a lot of other aspects to your life fortifying you. So again, think about those things that you really love to do. Think about how you want your life to be structured. The type of people that you want to work with. And go about creating income-producing activity that will allow that to happen for you. And you'll find that you'll be in the right work instead of the wrong work, feeling it from the bottom of your soul, because you're going to be happy and contented and fulfilled. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to have issues with your work life. You will. And it will be so much easier for you to overcome them, because inside, you're content. Go ahead and do this now. If you're one of those people who's frustrated, angry, or downright hates their job, take care of yourself. Because you know what? It's not worth getting sick over. It's not worth feeling like you have no control. Because the only control that you're ever going to have in this life is the control that you choose to take over your life. And I don't care how bad you think your bosses are. I don't care how fearful you are of losing your job. All I care about is the fact that you take the time to really look inside yourself, to find something that is meaningful and fulfilling to you, to create the income you need. Not the income you want necessarily. My younger sister took a pretty huge pay cut, but she's in a job that's working much better for her. It's not about the money. It's about the quality of life and being able to meet your basic needs. And maybe a little over that. Go ahead and do this now and free yourself, giving yourself alternative choices that work so much better for yourself. I promise you, it will definitely be worth the time and effort to go through the process to find the right work.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.